Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Petty bringing us back. This is Tom Petty, to be specific. That's our song, Small Business Owners. Won't back down. That's us, right? Welcome back, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I know all about not backing down. You know, you got to be pliable. You got to be, you got to make adjustments. You can't fall in love with what you do, or you can fall in love with what you do. You can't fall in love with how you do it. You know about that. But when it comes to surviving, when it comes to being steadfast, when it comes to being to having stick-to-itiveness, we don't back down, do we? Debbie Meyer knows all about that. Debbie is a great member of our Brain Trust, more than 5 years now. She's the co-CEO and the co-founder of Housewares America. She invented the green bags, the green boxes, the green everything, and the cake taker. And there really isn't a pie taker, is there, Debbie?
Yes, sir. Is there a pie taker?
Okay.
There is. I've got to get you one of those because I know you're just going to fall
Well, I just use my cake taker for pies and cakes.
I have a feeling you eat with it, too.
Oh, wait. It's pretty handy. So when are you going to be on HSN again? Weren't you on this weekend?
Yes, I was on last weekend. I was on for my 8th anniversary at HSN. How's that?
8th anniversary.
And then,
I'm giving you a standing ovation here.
Well, thank you. That makes 16 years on the air for me.
Wow.
And then I'm back on October, it's October 13th, I believe, on Monday. Brand new show they're putting on called Monday Night with Adam Freeman. So I'm one of the very first products featured.
Well, good for you. And so you're going to be selling the green bags and stuff, all that stuff?
Yes, I'll be on with my green bags that night. Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that's great product, folks. So check that out. And then find them all over the place, right, the green bags?
Yes, you can go all throughout retail or go to debbiemeyer.com. We'll point you in the right direction, or hsn.com. But, you know, right now we're over 1 billion green bags sold.
Congratulations. Wow,
Thank you.
Amazing. Well, how many cake takers, though? I need to know that number. I mean,
millions.
Millions.
Millions. All right,
we'll work on that.
Millions.
I'll try to help you get that to a billion. Hey, Debbie, we're talking about inflation. You were talking about hidden inflation.
Yes.
You introduced us to the concept of hidden inflation earlier where companies, out of the blue, without telling you, now they probably say it or you can see it on the packaging, that there's only 5 in there where there used to be 6 or whatever. But it's not that they're not telling you, not that they're not saying it, but without any announcement, without any kind of fanfare or anything, all of a sudden you wind up getting less than you thought you were getting. And that's a form of hidden inflation. Now, if you think about this, this comes back to something I've been talking about now for 6 or 7 years, Debbie, and that is major corporations finding a way to drive their bottom line so that their share price can stay up while their business is not growing, while the economy is not growing. First, they did it by laying off a bunch of people. And then they did it by working people too hard, and they would stay there and take anything they would give them. And now they've got these other things that they're doing, like you're talking about. Now, the problem for small business owners is, number one, we have to endure that kind of inflation because they have products that we need from them. Number two, we can't respond. The reporting I do with small business research, especially with the NFIB, Bill Duckerberg's NFIB report, is that small business owners cannot raise prices. We have no pricing power. We can't respond. And because it's so incremental, one pin at a time, 1 ounce at a time, it's hard for us to get our heads around how bad this inflation is. It's not like all of a sudden something went up $2.
Exactly. Well, you know, when you think about it, very basic things. Well, now I'm in the business of providing product, but my product is purchased by larger companies who are going to sell it again. So here I am in the situation where I'm being squeezed for to keep my price the
same,
or keep my margin.
As a small business owner, you're being squeezed by the big company
all the time. So what can I do? All I can do is provide less to keep the price the same. So I'm having to pass that on. They're then passing it on an on even worse basis to the consumer. And in terms of services, if you're a company that doesn't provide a product but provides a service, your cost of acquisition of customers is higher. Your cost of retention is higher. Mm-hmm. All that stuff, all the business expenses are higher, but you have to find a way to pack more clients in to your service so that you can keep steady. And then we're supposed to just get used to it. Remember when everyone squawked about the price of gasoline and everyone was, oh, I'll never get gasoline if it goes over $3 a gallon? Well, now places are at $3.40 a gallon, and they start getting excited when it goes down 2 cents.
Right.
You know, for a day.
That's what's wrong with that picture, right?
Yeah, of course. And then you go, here's a prime one. I actually went into one of those office supply places the other day to pick up a few things for myself. And I picked up one of those cards of pens, and I'm standing there holding it in my hand as I was looking around, and I looked down and I counted 5 pens. Well, there used to be 6 pens on that same card.
And it's the same price.
And this one really spooked me. I picked up a box of manila folders, and you know those were heavy. 100 manila folders. Well, I picked up this box with one hand, and it weighed nothing. It felt like it was so light. So I went back to the office. I found an old box that we still had in the storeroom.
Boy, you're a real detective about this, aren't you? They've got your attention, haven't they?
Will it? It makes me mad. I weighed both boxes. Do you know that the new box, if they can't reduce the count, because it still needed to be 100 folders, they reduce the quality of the item, because that box weighed 25% less than the original box.
Wow.
So they don't know
who they're messing with here, do they, Debbie?
You betcha. Don't back down. Who are you talking to?
That's exactly right, folks. Now, Tom Petty knew what he was doing when he wrote that song. He was talking about Debbie Meyer. I'm not messing with her. I can tell you that right now. DebbieMeyer.com, right, Debbie?
That's it, DebbieMeyer.com.
Debbie with an I-E, Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.